cocktails. That's purchase us. Our latest game, Intoxicate Me Please, at blackoutgamesdet.com. Now it's time to play a game.
What up, though? What up, though? It's another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. We got two beautiful guests in this B-I-T-C-H. Well, two and a half, because someone is expecting. But we're about to play this game. This is Intoxicate Me. This is our game. So please support. It will be very fun. The only people I don't suggest you play this around is your family, because if a cousin literally takes a shot from another cousin's bosom, that's a wild white Arkansas bag.
That's some shit my cousins would do. You've been around my cousins. You know that's some shit that we would do.
Yeah, I do a lot to your cousins. All right, so look,
you're nasty.
We're going to get this started. We're going to let our guests pick a card and read the card out loud. Oops, excuse me. And we're going to pick cards as well.
OMG.
I'm already trying to drink.
Hey, introduce yourself and read that card. Ladies expecting first.
Oh, okay, got you. I'm Zai.
Hey, Zai.
Hey. My card says, what makes you come the fastest?
I want the pregnant and the non-pregnant answer. Yeah, you definitely have to answer since you can't take a shot.
They might be the same, actually. My nipples are very sensitive, and they've become even more sensitive in the past few months. So that's going to get me.
A nigga brush past that's your nipple, you can orgasm?
Man, oh, shit.
Probably like, just that shirt could touch them. Yeah.
Something and be like, ooh, focus. Things to do. Okay. So, yeah, that's going to do it for me.
Okay.
Nice.
Queen.
I'm Bianca Badger, and my card says, tell us what is your weirdest kink. What your weirdest kink is, or take two shots.
You're not a pussy, so you gotta tell us.
I might be.
How weird is your kink, girl?
I guess I would say no, I probably don't have a weird one. I'm going to just take two shots because I don't have any weird kinks.
I can name kinks that some people think are weird that you might not.
All right, name a few.
Piss play.
Okay.
What's another kink? Well, MMFs, piss play.
I do like
scat play.
PM. Do you shit on people?
No, I don't. I would never go that far.
Oh, I would say that's vomit? Weird.
No vomit.
Okay.
Peeing.
Do you like to get peed on, or do you like to do the pee?
I like to pee on.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you be peeing on?
I don't mind getting peed on either. Like, if we pee on each other, that's fine.
Ooh, what do you like to get peed on?
I'm sorry?
What do you like to get peed on at? Your body, your face?
Yeah, my body, like my legs, my lower area.
Would you take piss down your throat?
Or my ass crack? No, I would not take piss down my throat.
Okay. Would you pee in somebody's mouth again?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
I'm getting excited. Don't look at my dick.
You said you was getting a little excited, so I thought
keep
you was
your eyes
getting hard.
Sir, nigga.
Oh my god!
You look at my dick. Jesus Christ!
I thought you was getting hard. Okay, you want me to read my card?
Yeah, go.
Should I introduce myself? I just realized we didn't introduce ourselves.
Man, if y'all don't know us by now, I'll suck my dick. Like, shit. Where we at?
Well, hey, I don't know. Hey, y'all. This is Alessa. And my card says, if you have ever had a one night stand, take two shots. And I have had several one night stands.
Bianca, so. You ever have a one night stand again?
Yes. No.
It's the again for me.
You see what I did there? Aha.
It depends. It just depends.
Sound like you gotta take a shot. Alright, this is mine. If you ever used a dating app to find someone to have sex with, take a shot. Yep. I fucked the shit out of them too.
Yes. Good for you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
Good for you.
Honestly, I knew that
I'm
girl.
Wrong.
You know what? I'm gonna say something that's not gonna sound good, but women who are not the cutest that are on dating apps always give out bomb pussy.
Huh?
Yep. It was my first time on a date with her. First time on a date, we fucked, and she finger popped me. I said, "Whoa, what the fuck?" Okay.
What's finger pop?
She took her finger and she rubbed my asshole with it.
Oh, okay.
And then she went in a little bit. She's like, yeah, you like that? She was like one of those black girls that wasn't from Detroit.
She was an alternative black girl.
Yeah, she reminded me of like a golf black chick or some shit. I was just like, all right, cool, you know, but it was fun. So thank you for playing the game. That's to start the show. Once again, y'all can find the game at blackoutgamesdet.com.
Okay.
Zai, Bianca, don't steal my cards. I need those by the end of the show.
I was definitely about to put this in my purse.
You should put a whole deck in your purse when it comes to you in the mail. Hey, you going to help her out and give her a card? Damn.
Like, take mine, too. Okay.
So,
hey, babe, let's play a game.
I got two cards.
I didn't technically introduce y'all how I wanted to. So, we have the healthy poly pursuer, Zai. And the R&B singer, a.k.a. Miss Guaranteed to Make You Bust a Nut Daily, Bianca Bad. And guess what Bianca told me before she started drinking? She was going to sing freestyle about sex.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Okay. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Did she really say that, or are you putting her on the spot?
Bianca, am I lying?
No, I'm not lying.
Okay.
See?
I'm excited. Because he's a liar.
Oh, okay.
I would have thought somebody under the bus.
He will. And that's why I had to make sure. Because I'm like, I feel like she's not as excited as you are about it. So maybe he's lying.
Yeah. It's all right. Oh, he ain't lying.
Okay, good. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
What? Man, I paid for OnlyFans. Seen her sucking dick upside down.
Oh,
and everything. I was like, look, I'm going to get something. I'm going to ask her to sing or something.
Period.
That's right. Yeah.
She's like, wait, what's upside down?
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You, price. Shit. I know some.
What you say?
I need to change my OnlyFans price.
Yeah.
I was going to talk to you about that off air, man. Shit, I couldn't eat that day, okay?
Nice little niche market over there. You definitely.
Will you stop flirting with a pregnant woman?
No, she will not.
Let me live my life.
I planned on fucking flirting. Then, you know.
It's okay. It's enough flirt to go around.
Really? Would you be a third while pregnant?
I'm trying to think if I've been a third.
Oh, my God.
Like, a third while pregnant? Actually, yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
I'm going to ask my wife, like, would you fuck a pregnant woman?
Yeah, in the why not? And then, you know, she had.
Especially if, like, if she feels beautiful and if she is beautiful and, like.
When you this pregnant, can somebody lay on top of you for missionary?
Carefully.
Okay.
Like, the angles and things got to be.
So,
like,
it's a weight
like,
limit.
Put some pillows.
Yeah, like, I don't think
it's more of, like, comfortability than anything.
Okay.
Because, like, they're safe and secure. Like, I could take a tumble and, like, they would be okay.
Okay.
But it's more, it would be uncomfortable.
Okay.
So, you got to make sure, like, the pillows is right.
Okay.
And their angles is good.
Okay. That's what you did this morning?
No, not this morning. That was the other morning.
Okay. So,
what's your favorite position?
My
while
favorite
pregnant?
Position. Well, my favorite position of all time would probably be like fresh off the wake up from the side.
Ooh, side little lazy dick. Mm. Mm.
I love that one.
You look like you got a good moan too with the side dick,
and
like,
it's probably perfect while you're pregnant too.
Perfect.
Ooh, having them cradle your stomach. It's oh my God, that sounds so romantic. And
do you cry during pregnancy?
Like that?
Do you cry during pregnancy?
I haven't yet. I will, like, during regular, you know, like, non-pregnant sex, because, like, we be
I like
there
that.
With it.
So,
oh, yeah, I've definitely cried after a nice orgasm. Like, oh, my God. This was so great.
Have you ever cried while you pegged a nigga?
No, because usually they're what's crying. Getting me off is mental. It's not actual. It's not
nobody
an actual physical.
I did.
It's not a physical. It's not a physical thing for me. In that, it's like a mental. Like, yeah, I'm dominating this nigga. So I'm getting off that way.
Right.
So I'm not crying because it's not an emotional release for me.
Okay.
Nice.
That's crazy because we talking all this shit and we about to get into the singing. I saw Bianca take a couple sips, so I was gonna give her a second.
Oh my God.
I was like, let's get into this.
Dang.
Trav told us, he was like, look, she gonna be the best guest you ever had. Trust me. He was crying.
Highly recommended. Yep.
Highly recommended.
Yeah. He put me up on the stool.
Yeah, okay. He did.
How y'all want me to get into it? Y'all want me to rap or sing?
I want you to do whatever comes to your clitoris.
Ooh. Sing with your pussy, girl. Sing with your pussy.
Pussy.
Baby, thirsty.
Fa la 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 la.
Fast or slow?
Whatever you want. Okay. Mix it up.
All right, y'all gonna give me a beat or some little background?
Brandon should give you a beat because...
I can barely beatbox. Travis, the producer? Trav, you want me to hold the camera? You give her a beat? No.
You make the beat, Brandon.
It's gonna suck.
You know
it's
I cannot. I'm
just a little.
What you
I want you to take me down, down. Can you lick my body now? Yeah. Put your dick in my mouth, my pussy in yours. I don't give a fuck, cause I want more. Hey, that's all I got right now.
I'm so mad. I was so focused that's on good. Not fucking that's up. That I didn't hear shit she said.
What she said was
it was good. One thing I heard put my pussy in your mouth and I almost fucked up.
I was also trying to fuck up on my snaps, but I was paying attention. Okay.
I was like, damn, man, you gotta keep that. Going. Like, what right, the fuck is
I
you doing?
I put your dick in my right. mouth, my pussy in yours. Yeah. Oh, I don't give a fuck because wow. I want more.
Speaking of that, when was the last time you had a dick in your mouth?
Said that too. What'd you say?
When was the last time you had a dick in your mouth?
It's been about 3 days ago.
Mm. 3 days, okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. So, I'm jealous.
I don't suck dick every day like I used to.
I wish I sucked dick every day.
Same. Yeah, right. It's like it gotta be earned for real because like the way I give head, it's okay. It's like making love. So the nigga gotta like really, I gotta really be connected to him.
You do, give some good head from what I've seen.
Thank you.
My dick hasn't been involved in the videos, but from what I've seen, it looks phenomenal.
It's never a random person. It's always my significant other.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah, so, I ain't out here tricking or nothing. Okay.
Good for you.
If you were, it's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing is wrong with that.
I would just be like, how much off of air, you know?
No.
But today's drink of choice is tequila sunrise. It's two shots of tequila, one shot of grenadine, four shots of orange juice. Mm. When you look it up, it's not going to show that because I'm a little heavy-handed. Ask Alessa.
Yeah, Brandon Matthews is very strong. Yeah.
It's very good.
So, it's very good. I'm glad you like it.
Ladies,
I can't wait strong. To come back in the spring.
So you can drink?
What?
Oh, yes. I thought you was talking about a different cum. I'm like, Alessa got the fingers.
I cannot finger nobody with these, bro.
Look, with them.
Use your
with
them.
Knuckly. Moose knuckly.
Yeah. Or diddle the scoodle.
She can't diddle with them.
I mean, I can. I diddle myself.
Right, she can. Mm-hmm. She can rick it, rick it.
I have to get at certain angles. Like,
what's up?
So let me ask y'all a question.
Girls with them and they be doing their thing. I be like, go ahead, boo.
No, thanks. Do you think squirt is pee?
Yes.
I don't. The only reason why I don't think it's urine is because it doesn't look like urine.
Mm.
Now, I do believe that it comes like out of the urethra. So, you know, but I don't know if it's necessarily urine.
Mm. Me personally, I don't care. Give me that squirt. Give me that squirt piss.
Give me that squirt piss. I personally think squirt is like, you know how like pee and sweat and spit and tears, those are all the same thing except fluids. Like different compositions of certain proteins.
Yeah.
So tears I think be tasting salty.
Your sweat tastes salty.
So tears is sweat from the eyes?
Yeah, like wow. It's almost all the same thing except just different compositions of protein. Like your pee is just super concentrated sweat, essentially. So I think squirt is kind of like in that realm. Like it's probably just they just hitting the sweat gland and it's just squirting out of your pussy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so.
But speaking of squirt, we would like you guys to play this game.
Actually, I want to remix it.
You want to remix it?
Yeah. Cause my wife kicked your ass last night, so I want you to pick one of these ladies to battle.
Oh Lord!
For this jack off.
Oh good.
Battle Jack. Okay.
I'm trying to think of who I think can get the best hand job.
Me too. I'm trying to think of who.
I see Bianca.
Who I can beat.
I think Bianca can beat you.
I hate you. I
kind of want to go against Zai because I feel like Bianca can beat me too.
Zai, look how she holding that bottle. Zai gonna kick your ass too.
You think so?
Yeah.
You know I'm gonna go with Bianca because she got her nails as a hindrance.
Nope. Oh, Lord.
Right. Let's do it. She gotta be gentle.
Hey, with this hand.
The loser gotta get the winner is a lap dance.
The loser. Oh, I'm not getting the lap dance.
So you better win.
Okay, we'll try.
This ottoman is just too cute for me.
Mm-hmm. We should use that last episode.
Do I just move this over to the
yeah.
Okay.
All right. So look, I'm gonna be the commentary like they do in NBA and shit.
Okay.
All right. We have a beautiful bad breasted queen here. To the left, and we have this one nigga to the right. All right.
Saturday.
I want both hands on cocks.
Both hands on the cocks?
Both hands on cocks.
Now I'm going to juggle the balls. Look.
I want a hand on the cock. I don't care which one or if it's both.
Let me get some balls.
All right. On your mark.
So what if is this like a...
You jack it.
Yeah, you
up and down.
And it shoots? Do it squirt?
It'll shoot. So how do you win?
The loser
gets shot in the face with the water. Or it gets shot wherever with the water.
Because the other person jacked it to make it nut. Yeah. When you pushing it down, you're making the other dick nut.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Look, my man. I'm right. Like the press.
Yeah. Y'all ready?
You ready?
On your mark.
Come on.
Get set. Blow. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Bianca about to nut on your face, Alyssa.
Get it.
Oh, look at that tongue.
Ooh, get it.
Oh, man. Bianca was sucking dick so hard, nail popped.
There's no water coming out of me. Why? My arms getting shot.
Trav, you sure you did this? You cut it up?
Why are they coming?
All right. Maybe it's a tie.
It must be a tie. Maybe the water squirted and we didn't see it. Because
Let's
keep going.
Unless it's like I'm gonna beat somebody.
It's practicing semen retention.
Oh, hey, this is my dick, y'all. Oh, yes! Good job!
It came out!
It's all on her lip. Wow, did you get that, Trev?
Y'all gotta play this with milk.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I said no because it's gonna start stinking on the inside.
All the milk. That's also what Denise said.
I knew that nail was gonna pop off.
Wow, you know what's wild about that? You gotta post that in slow mo, okay? Hey, shout out to J Spot for sponsoring us this episode. Follow his page on Instagram. It's _JSpot. He has everything you need for adult toys related, lingerie, and exotic dance materials. So make your way to the homies page, shoot them a follow. This is a wild ass game. We're gonna bring it back next year. Now back to the show. Bianca, you mentioned some very, very wild shit. You said you had sex with a 21-year-old virgin. So before you get into the story, I want backstory. Okay. How old were you?
I was 20.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And
so you weren't on all like crazy cougar
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. No, what made it your worst sexual experience?
Oh, because after he lost his virginity, he wanted to like try so many different like weird, just so much weird shit.
Like what?
He just wasn't used to sex, so he. Like, with the things that I would just want to do, just make love, like, he would want to throw legs up and do all this extra shit. And it's like, all right, I just want to lay here and have sex sometimes, you know. But he new to it, so he's ready to get down and dirty and just try everything that he could possibly
think of.
He's
trying to sell his world low.
Mm. Yeah.
So did you fuck him again?
Yeah, we were in a new relationship, you know. But I was tired of fresh, like, a fresh version. Because, like I said, I was already kind of seasoned. Mm. And I was ready to just chill and be in a relationship. And he was ready to just fuck.
Wow.
Fuck.
When did you lose your virginity?
I can't do that. I lost my virginity in the 10th grade. No, at the end of my 11th grade year.
Wow.
So it was kind of late in high school.
I lost mine at the end of my 11th grade year, April 30th, 2007.
Oh, my God. You know the date, time,
I thought it was a good birthday present for my grandfather. I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
We never talked about sex.
For your grandfather? And you thought you could tell him, like, I just fucked
him. He just died. So I was like, look what I did. Goodness. You saw that?
Oh, okay.
I don't think he was proud of you.
Yeah, he's probably like.
He may have been.
You nasty motherfucker.
He may have been.
I don't know. I don't want to think my grandma was doing the stuff that girl did to me and my granddad.
Maybe that's why he was proud of you.
No. He's like, I ain't never seen that. That's a good point. You think your mom be proud of you when you get fucked?
Yeah, my mama do be proud.
Was she proud when you had them MLF?
Oh, yeah. We be talking about it. She be like, I'm happy you enjoyed it. Yes, I did.
I know that's
her. Like, me and mom be talking about some stuff. Mm. He asked her if she didn't ever finger pop somebody.
Yeah,
and she said
yeah.
She said probably because she, you know, she grew up, like, my mama was in her 20s in like the 70s.
Okay.
She's like a disco queen.
Oh, hell yeah. She was probably
all the drugs, I'm sure.
She was putting coke up a nigga booty hole.
Oh, I'm sure she was pulling a Pam Grier. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Well, she was able to have you, so.
I said she was pulling a Pam Grier, so she was.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah.
So, Bianca, I got to. You talked a lot of shit on your forum.
Okay.
You said every partner you had, you left hooked. So,
yes.
I have a question. I don't really care, but I care for this topic. How many partners would you estimate that you've had over a span? I just want to understand how many Detroiters out here are hooked. What's the percentage of Detroit niggas hooked to this pussy?
It's not that many, to be honest.
Okay, so 54.
I used to live in East Lansing, so we gotta remember that.
So it's a lot of sparks.
It's always beautiful. Okay. Like, okay. I came to Detroit. I could only say probably like on my hand, probably like 7 people here in Detroit.
Okay.
That's okay. Good. So overall in the state of Michigan,
probably less than that.
We got 1% of the state of Michigan is hooked. Now that's what I'm. African Americans in the state of Michigan. You had sex with a white guy?
Yes, I was in a relationship with the white guy.
Oh yeah, we're definitely talking about this.
His name was Nate. He was a black guy.
Nate.
Did you meet his family?
Uh-huh.
What did they cook?
They cook like black people food. They were like black at heart. That's what I was saying. He was really? Raised in the hood, like over there on what's that damn street?
Shout out to you, Nate.
Damn, I can't think of the street because if I say it, y'all gonna be like, oh yeah, that's the
hood. Oh Nate.
It's on the east side.
No, I'm a west sider. I don't know shit.
Oh okay.
Unless you should know.
Navarra.
Navarra.
Y'all heard that street?
Probably back here.
Over by State Fair?
Yeah.
I'm not even from the East Side, but I'm like, I know that's over by State Fair.
Yeah, right there.
Was it the difference between dating him than dating other black guys?
Was it the difference between dating a white guy and dating a black guy? Yeah. That's why I stopped dating him, because it wasn't a difference. It was like, if you're going to be black, then I might as well date a black nigga. Like, I was dating you because you was white.
I dated
you know?
Real white, like, real white
boys. Yeah, but he had a real white large boy. Penis. When I say his dick was so big, it was like, dang, you really are showing these black dudes up a little bit.
Did you, like, want to put his dick, like, on the fire and give it some
I wanted to, like, frame it and sit it on, like... the fireplace.
Get him back up.
Like cat.
And then like just as you knitting in front of your fire, up, drinking your cocoa, looking up at it like,
He probably in my DMs that you don't read. You know how you got those ones.
Wow. In the request.
It took her 2 months to read mine, so I get it.
Yeah, I got a lot of those unread.
I told Travis, like, she don't fuck with us, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Girl, you then hit me in my
I'm
DM?
Talking shit.
Oh, I'm like, hell no, you never.
So, Zai, you thought, I didn't hear that. You said you had a real white boyfriend?
Uh-huh.
How was that?
It was interesting. My dad married white. So, like, it wasn't out of
I thought
ordinary.
This was going a different way. I'm like, it was her son? I didn't know what you were
Shut the No, not that crazy. Okay. But it was different. It was very different. I'm more of a, I'm different. So, like, I'll try anything once. So
you
like,
said that. Wow.
So, like, I'm down for, like, the exploring and the experience. Okay. Like, what's that?
Yeah,
let's see.
I'm
come home with me.
Come home with me.
Come church with me, too.
So, you took him to the black church?
Well, you had, that was a requirement, like, for, I'm a preacher's kid. So, like, that was a requirement, like, for any guy that, like, I was saying, like, you got to come to church with me.
So, you a preacher's kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we about to get into two things. So, preacher's kid, one, do your daddy know how nasty you are?
I think he has a little bit of an idea.
Okay.
Because, like, over time, now that I'm older and I'm more open and I talk about, like, you know, my lifestyles and things that I like, I'm sure, like, he's, you know, like, been, like, on my Instagram and, like, you know, seen, like.
So, he gonna see these clips?
He might. He might. Like, I just did a podcast about Polly, and we went live, and it was, like, all on Facebook, and so they saw that one.
Oh.
But
if you see this king, you can come on the show, too.
No, we can't.
She said, I do not want to know about my daddy's sexual
appetite. But, yeah, like, I think he pretty much, he knows what spirits he was in when they was creating me.
Okay.
So...
I was gonna say I'm not touching that one. I let you touch it, Alessa. So let me ask this: you mentioned in your form, you just mentioned now, like you'll try almost anything once. What are your hard stops? Because I'm picturing you letting somebody shit on your face.
Okay, that's a hard stop.
Okay.
Scat is a hard stop.
Yeah.
What is
that's
scat?
It?
Scat
shit.
Is
shit.
Poop. Yeah. Oh. No poop play.
No, yeah, none of that. No, no, scat's play. Taking it too far.
Like I'm.
But it's some people that like that shit though.
It is, and they do, and that's for
she
them.
Used to sell fart videos to a dude.
Really? They do like those.
I did.
They do like those. Also, like I'm not really into like vomit, like the whole like sharing it and like you know like that type.
Y'all remember
thing.
Two girls, one cup?
Oh, I knew you was about to say that. Something in my
it looked like ice cream. I showed my parents.
We worked really hard to get over that. Mm. Like, and to get delivered from two girls in one cup.
I recorded my parents watching it, but they absolutely refused to allow me to post it on the internet. I could be a millionaire.
I want
to
see it. Mm. Can you, like,
no,
show it?
No, they made me delete it. Like, oh, literally made me delete it.
I know,
like,
that's right.
Like, their face was just like, what the fuck is it? It was great.
Okay? What were they doing?
You've never seen two girls, one cup? The girl shit it out her ass into the other girl's mouth, and then she spit it, the shit, back into the other girl's mouth.
And then they put it into a cup.
The girl shit it out her ass.
Yeah, and they was, one of the girls
into the other girl's mouth, so the girl was on her knees.
And it was in a cup.
And the girl was shitting on her
ass. And then, she like, the rest of the shit went in the cup, and they started sharing the cup together.
Yeah. So they wanted to just eat her shit.
They was actually cute, and the shit was like ice cream.
They were Asian, right?
They were Asian.
They were Asian, because that's an Asian thing.
They were Asian.
All right, the rest of this episode,
positive.
What you want to bet? I'm going to find it.
Find it, because I'm pretty sure they were
what's
Asian.
The
they were either were they Asian or white?
Do they definitely
do you think
black.
They? Oh, then
one
what?
Was like Arab.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna find it. What's the bet, Alessa?
I don't know, because now I'm scared.
Right, too. I don't bet nobody has been too cocky.
Yeah, because you the fact that you it sounds like you watched this video and dissected it,
it's
and
in
I've
his archives.
Only seen it one time.
Damn.
And have blocked it from my memory. So I'm not gonna bet you. I'll bet you a kiss on the cheek.
I don't want to kiss. Oh, all right. If I win, you got to show your ass on this episode.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all funny.
I can do that.
I can do that.
It was the.
I'll do that.
I can do that. Like, let me think. Can I?
All right. Keep the show going while I'm looking at it.
Okay. Yeah. Look that up because I want to see this shit.
Everybody want to see your ass. So.
Hey, you are a
break
sick
her
piece
bed,
of
not
shit.
Her heart.
Ooh, period. Okay.
Shout out to Twin Flames.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, how much spit do you actually like in your mouth?
I'm a
we'll
3
start
and
with,
a half.
We'll start with Miss Pregnant over here. I
on a scale of 1 to 10.
Glowy she is.
Thank you. I'm just happy to be glowy.
Yeah. Like, you are just.
I'm just, listen, like, it be some pregnant women out here that
who look
be
miserable
looking.
And be looking dull. Like, that
man,
baby, you can
what?
Tell that baby's taking all that beauty.
All
like,
of
your baby is taking all your beauty.
All of it.
That's going to be a pretty like, ass baby, though. Like, that's what I be thinking. Like, your baby's going to be gorgeous because you
don't
look
say
rough.
That. Don't say
but
that.
No, but I feel like, but I feel like
no,
your baby's also
worried.
Look gorgeous
I'm
because you are
like,
glowing.
My man is fat. Like, our baby's
you are glowing.
But we both look pretty good.
You are glowing.
I
love a glowing pregnant woman.
Thank you. Let me see how much spit. My partner right now could probably hock a loogie in my shit, and I'd be like, ah.
Damn, that's
but,
some love.
Loogie?
Like, I'm probably being extra, but I would never tell him no. Like, so.
Period.
But comfortably, mm-hmm. a little saliva, you know, like, not no, like, super mucusy type
okay.
situation, but, like, probably, like, you know, the good spit.
That,
that you
wet,
get,
thin
that,
spit that you get from
you
the
get
back
out.
Of your throat.
Yeah,
yeah
from back
or
there,
under
from
your
the,
tongue.
What is that? You go for the
yeah.
What's that thing back
uvula?
There?
Uvula.
That,
yeah, you
that thing back there?
I like a
probably
little
like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a nice little, you know.
Do y'all spit?
Not too overbearing.
Yes.
I would.
Yes. I prefer to receive from my wife.
That's how I am.
I would like to receive. Like, I don't know what it is about, like, when she let that drizzle come in.
That's nice.
Like, while I'm in it, just like, oh,
that's nice man. That you can be in that space with her.
I think that I'm in a space with her that I wouldn't be in a space with a lot of other
and
people.
And that's so beautiful. Mm. Like, that's how it's supposed to be
yeah.
with your mm-hmm. person.
Like, mm-hmm. when she eat my ass, like, when yes. she finger pop me, I just be like, ooh.
Okay, because you feel safe.
Yeah.
Yes, to the safety.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
See, that'd be me. Oh, I also will say that technically the bet is nullified.
What?
I couldn't find a video, but I seen a steal from the video.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Alessa were both right.
What?
One was Arab and one was white. So,
oh,
it's
okay.
even. So, it'll be up to Alessa if she wants to show y'all her ass.
Can we see the steal?
Look, I want to see the steal and the ass. Actually.
It was like,
I mean, can we see
ass? It's just because, like, I remember the video that it was like, oh, shit.
Because he's watched it multiple times. Like, he's a sick piece of
I
shit.
Mean,
I ain't jack
did.
Off to it, though.
If he, that's,
and everything
that's
I pick, it keep telling me my phone is fucking, it's a virus. So.
Yeah, it probably is a virus.
So, look.
Because only sick pieces of shit are still looking for that video.
It's probably somewhere on Tumblr.
So, probably
so
is
this
a virus.
Is the steal.
It's probably somewhere on Tumblr.
Oh!
Like Reddit.
That don't even look like.
Like, turn, face it this way.
God, every time I touch it, it's something
well,
new that pops
up. Stop touching it.
Oh, shit.
Ah!
Oh.
Oh!
Oh my god,
I've
never seen it.
You just brought back a memory.
Why?
Look at them.
What type of joke?
Oh, they make it out. Oh. Oh, two girls, one a lesson.
Okay.
All right. What drug was they on?
They spitting it back up.
Okay. Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay. Oh, close your eyes. Look, Bianca. She about to throw it back up. Oh, my God. Get Bianca's face, Travis. Hurry up. Hurry up. Oh, my God.
I need some candy.
What the fuck?
Where's my candy?
That's like a scary movie. That's not real.
Are you still showing it?
No.
That ain't real.
Okay. That was running rampant on YouTube and like
it was going
2006,
crazy.
Like between 2006 2009. Yeah. I swear to God. Like when I got to college,
crazy years.
When I got to college, to a college campus in 2008, that was the first time I ever seen that video.
Hey.
And it had been out for a couple of years before that.
We never finished with you. Why do niggas be hooked to the pussy? What you doing? Yeah. Hey. See, now I'm back. I'm ready.
I brought you back.
Yeah.
They be hooked because I have some of the best pussy in America.
What makes it the best?
Like, it's clean.
America. It's clean?
Yeah.
You know what I like about your pussy?
What?
Can I get in detail about your pussy?
Yeah, yeah.
She has some really fat, juicy lips. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay. See, it's a difference between, it's levels to it, right? You got the little clits. You got the okay clits. You got the, that's a decent sized clit. Then you got the big clits.
Yeah.
Then you got the roast beef clits. Yeah. And then you got penis clits.
Right, like that might be a dick.
Respect. Can you please describe a roast beef clit to me?
It's the
they be hanging on the side.
Yeah.
Why are we both?
Yeah.
And so Bianca has what I consider a big clit, and then she has a couple of little extra skin. Yep. It's really sexy. Her clit look like it'll just like, and I can see it. And you know what? I bet you niggas give her immaculate head because she got a clit that's the size of a clit that you could eat without touching the blood when she bleeds.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that the reason I don't really enjoy
it. She like, this nigga must have zoomed in.
He described my pussy to a T.
I mean, I got a job to do.
He's very accurate.
I was going to get everything out of that OnlyFans that I could.
And people love eating me out when I'm on my period.
Really?
I love it. They be like, they be wanting to.
If a nigga ate you out on your period, would you kiss him as soon as he get done eating you out?
Yeah. Really? I tasted myself.
You tasted your blood?
You better taste yourself.
Look at you, Blade.
Look at you, Blade.
I ain't just about to. I done bled all on you and not lick it out. Maybe a little residue left, and I don't mind.
So if you're a really clean woman, like, you don't mind tasting no part of yourself.
Yeah, I made all my niggas cry, so. They be crying.
So. They be crying in the pussy?
They be crying.
I love that.
I literally, like, when I had broke up with my man and I had a little one-nighter, he cried that first night. It's like, God damn, okay, I thought it was after the second time or third time, but you cried the first time I did it to you. Damn. What is it?
Do you like women?
Yes. But I'm not, like, gay.
Would you have a threesome with a couple?
Yes. I already had a threesome with a couple.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
All right, I'll text you.
Okay. So, did y'all know that approximately 70% of people in the U.S. admit to fantasizing about group sex at some point in their life? And more than 50% of those people actually follow through on that fantasy.
Yeah. Say that one more time.
Oh, see?
Over at least 70% of people in the U.S. fantasize about group sex. Mm-hmm. And 50%.
I believe it.
And 50% of people have actually followed through on that fantasy.
When was the last time y'all had group sex?
I did it in the ninth grade.
Ninth grade.
That was the last time you had group sex?
It wasn't sex because I was a fucking. Remember, I didn't fuck it to the end. It was like head and head. It was a human centipede.
Oh, that is dope.
And we were getting head while getting head. Like group sex, yeah.
So when we say
group, when was the last time you had a threesome?
I'm about to say threesome, damn right.
Does a threesome count as group sex?
It does. Hold on.
Because group was four.
This nigga knew when she brought up this human centipede, we wasn't going to get off of it.
Yeah, we did a real life human centipede.
Was these all girls? Y'all was playing house?
It was girl, guy. So it wasn't like no bisexual stuff going on. It was just like the person with their significant other connected to the other one.
So you was sucking dick and a nigga was eating your pussy?
Pussy, while he was eating pussy and get. Like, I can't. So I'm sucking dick and my pussy
actually,
getting
I can envision it perfectly. Yeah. Brandon's just.
No, I am, because I'm picturing her.
I'm sucking
her pussy
dick,
lips.
My pussy getting ate. Whoever is sucking that next person dick, they ass getting ate. It just depends on how
you laying.
Would you eat your nigga ass?
I've actually asked him and he don't want that.
Would you eat a man's ass in a threesome with his wife?
No, I actually wouldn't eat the ass. I would just lick around the perimeter. I wouldn't go inside.
Would you do that to a husband in a threesome with him and his wife?
I have to be with him to lick his ass. All I won't do it to somebody else's man.
All right, cool. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Oh, you just know. He's taking notes over there.
Yeah, I'm taking notes. I'm like, check cool. That off. I'm like, it's not pregnant, so I got to.
Right. My books don't open back up until
March. Yep. So,
yep. Till March.
So when we start recording again, I'm going to slide on Zai. All right.
Look at her face.
That's wild. She know I'm serious.
I know he's serious.
Yeah. Mm. So with this group sex, you mentioned that you had threesomes. And right. Zai, you mentioned you had threesomes, mm-hmm. but y'all opposites. Zai, you had a threesome with your nigga and a woman, and you had an MMF.
What's the MMF?
Male, male, female threesome.
Yes, but so, I also had the other one too.
So,
hold on.
You had it too?
Don't call me
out.
Wait,
you had an MMF too?
My rewards
card. You had an MMF too?
Bingo out this bitch.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Because I never had an MMF. I don't think I could stay hard for it. But that's which one is y'all favorites? FFM or MMF?
MMF.
Definitely. See, mine too.
How you just breathed, you couldn't do that in an MMF.
Spit roast me. Yes, you can. You breathe out your nose.
What do you?
Why
mean?
You can't?
I couldn't breathe.
Oh, I just figured y'all yes, can't I breathe.
Could. We got three holes, first of all.
Period.
You got fucking your ass and your DM.
I'm just saying, like we.
But answer my question. Creative.
And it's a mouth and a.
Are you? Okay. Are you a first? Did you get double penetrated? We 180 episodes in. This will be a first. Did you get double penetrated?
By two actual penises?
Yes.
No.
Damn.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I was
maybe by next
show.
Time.
I was going to stop the show.
Oh, right. Man.
Maybe by next
Red
time.
Scratch.
Look, I was going to make everybody get out. It was going to be me and her. It was going to be CNN style, okay? So when them dicks was
Anderson
in you.
Cooper. They said it in the right. Projects we signed.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, God damn.
Diane Sawyer, 2020.
Wait a minute. How did you get back over there?
I'm sorry, but this is my normal spot that I normally sit in.
Oh, you want to be under this?
We got a sponsor.
We got a new little sign.
Shout out. Hold on. Did you shout them out?
I haven't shouted them out yet.
Shout
no.
out to them.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Let me get
them. Yeah, movie. Cocktails with cocktails. That shit bright as hell. My eyes hurt.
Yeah, Brandon, you are ridiculous.
Yeah, God MMF damn. For sure was the best. I like being
so,
catered to.
What was so good about the MMF?
I was treated like a queen.
Oh, gosh.
Like,
yes.
They bathed me. Ooh. One of them was washing me up while the other one was washing like another part of my body. And then they took me out the bath and then laid me down and treated me like one of them was feeding me while the other one was massaging my feet.
Come on.
And then we went into the sex part. Like the person, one of them started giving me head while the other one was like right in my face. And then I just
damn,
like,
you could take dick like that in your mouth?
Yeah, I love getting my face rolled. Like, that's the best thing. Like I said, the ultimate pleasure is giving pleasure. So when a man is turned on more than me,
oh my God,
I'm excited.
In a puddle.
Where do you like for a nigga to nut at?
Everywhere.
Where did them niggas nut at?
Everywhere.
Like you. Oh, okay. For the threesome I had. Everywhere, really. You know, I like mostly my face and my eyes being like squirted into.
Interesting.
Whoa, time out. You like your eyeballs to get squirted into?
Not my eyeballs.
But can you take your glasses off when you say your eyes?
Yeah, not my eyeballs.
Oh, you got cute eyes. Why you got them glasses? You can't see?
No, I can't see.
You're blonde ass.
And I don't got on lashes. I said I'm gonna wear my glasses if I don't get lashes on because you won't let me put on my lashes.
Hold on. Can I ask a heterosexual male question? Why y'all be wearing lashes so much? Because
I'll say y'all.
It gives me, I'm telling you.
Your eyes are beautiful.
I'm like an 8 right now, then a 10 come when I put the lashes on.
I think you attend to women, but to men, I feel like I can see your eyes better right now.
Yeah.
Than I would with lashes on. You are beautiful.
Thank you.
You are gorgeous.
Thank you.
I'm really texting you when we leave. Normally I'll be talking shit. You know, like, damn.
Give me a good mascara and we good to go.
Yeah. I got it too and I forgot.
How many fingers I got up?
I can't even. You got two fingers up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, them to bite them out.
Yeah.
Say.
I fuck with her. Trav, why you ain't tell her to come on earlier? That's all about the right amount.
That was great. He got fingers.
So, let me tell y'all a story. So, I was, my wife likes to get fingered.
Ooh.
During sex. Ooh. Like during hair, right?
Yeah.
So, I will say that with the women that I used to deal with, they weren't really into that, or at least they didn't, they never vocalized it to me. So with her, it was like something I had to get used to.
Okay.
I'm like, man, nigga, this hurt my finger. Like, you know, like I was doing push-ups with my fingers and shit, right? So what's the most fingers that y'all liking, y'all? The reason why I'm getting to that, because couple nights ago. I was three in that bitch. You can I was three deep.
More. I like three.
I was three. No, I ain't gonna go more because then I was gonna be an asshole and try to fist.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but a fist is not an if you know what you really doing and like your angles.
So you got fisted?
You can get up in there.
You got fisted before?
I wouldn't. It was like handed. I guess.
Yeah, like you can do one of these. You can definitely do one of these.
I was three.
I prefer three. Like, well, three is my max that I like. So, like, I like two.
Fellas, this is why you need to do what women want you to do.
Facts.
So, sex is great, right? Yeah. So, we had sex two nights in a row. Shout out to us. And for married couples, sometimes that's not the most common thing.
We have no kids.
We have three dogs, and they are like three kids. So, our lives really revolve around work, the house, and them dogs, right? So we had sex two nights in a row, and it was two different experiences. The first experience, I was fingering her, and she was like, add an extra. I'm like, damn, bitch, all right, cool. You know, so I'm up in there. I'm three fingers deep. And so then I bend her over. She hanging off the bed. We got a tall ass bed. We two short niggas. Yeah. That's a wild banger already. Shut the fuck up. So she squirted all over the floor.
Yeah.
It's kind of disgusting because I know one of them niggas licked it up. Neither here nor there. No, that nigga be in a cage with his wild ass. Anyway,
dogs are so fucking freaky.
They are. So, but now they are old enough. The older two are old enough where they don't watch us. Like, the small one used to jump on the bed and watch from the corner. Like, you see what I'm doing, nigga? Like, it's just like, it's a little weird. So, anywho, the next night, we kind of got into it right away. It was no extra foreplay. It wasn't three-finger stinger. She was a lot more, like, she was wet, but she wasn't, how can I explain this? Like, she was, I took a bath wet the second night, but the first night, it was a water park. We was in the ocean. We was in Mexico, okay?
Right.
So, the second night, it was faster, and she wasn't as wet, and I feel like it wasn't as pleasurable as the first night. She also fucked it up. She's like, ooh, I wish you can come in me. When you say them words, it fucked my dick up.
Oh, no.
I didn't fuck the I wish. It's come in me.
You don't come in them?
No, I don't come in her, but when you say them words, I instantly, my dick instantly at least pre-comes, bare minimum. So I pull out.
Dang, she probably don't ever had no damn weird pH balance. You ain't never coming to her?
When I proposed, I came in her the whole weekend. That plan B was plan A. I bought that bitch before the proposal. Like, I had that bitch on deck. You feel me? Like, yeah, it was a little fun. But speaking of that, when was the last time y'all got came in? Come on, pregnant one.
Oh, it's been so long. Oh, wait, no,
that's how it's talking about pH.
Wait, you don't be getting came in when you're pregnant?
Absolutely.
I'm about to say. What? Shit. You ain't going to tell me to pull out.
It was.
That's my parking spot.
The time before this time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What about you, Bianca?
That's like my favorite.
You are so cute.
The night before. Thank you. Thank y'all. The day before yesterday.
Look at these eyes. What color are your eyes?
Green. The day before yesterday.
After the show, can I see in yours?
Yes.
All right. Careful, nigga.
You nigga have the glasses on. Why you gonna block your eyes? They green.
The day before yesterday.
See. I'll admit, I am drunk.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Look, this is like.
Look, I'm when so you sorry. We put the blue on.
I'm home. So sorry, babe.
No, what you gonna do with it?
I really right, you gonna hold it. On to if you wasn't scared, you'd be like 2 months.
Okay. I was out here.
She don't get that drunk.
I can have a little bit.
I can have a little bit, but once you start, you be like, you know what? I ain't even gonna do you like that.
Is it true you can still smoke weed?
Oh, do you? Absolutely.
I smoked my whole pregnancy. I could not. I was too sick. My baby took everything. Like y'all said, I was the one that looked dead when I was pregnant. She took all everything.
Cannabis and pregnancy is.
You having a boy?
I don't know. I'm having a beautiful baby.
Oh,
you you don't know how to sex with a baby? You gonna find out?
That's what I'm down with.
Oh, I love
her skin, y'all. Her skin over here is so flawless.
It is.
I also make my own stuff.
Oh, see?
Okay. So this is the crazy part. My wife and I were talking about having a kid, and I was like, I personally don't believe in, like, the big-ass baby shower and the gender reveal.
Okay.
I don't like that shit. I was like, me personally, I would like to not give a fuck what the baby's gender is. Pick out two names. When they come out, oh, it's a dick or it's a little thing. Cool, we move with
it. It's a dick or
I don't know what they call her baby. So she's like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I need to know. I'm like, why? I mean, I just care if they healthy. Like, me personally, if I have a boy, or if I have a girl, because I only want one of them niggas. You know,
yeah, me too.
Them motherfuckers expensive, okay?
They are. I thought I was just gonna be a one and done.
Yeah, you were two and some.
I thought I was gonna be shit. I got my next one.
They're expensive, but they bring more money and blessings, so you might be.
You got your third one playing?
Yes.
Oh, damn. Lord.
I love it.
How many you got, Bianca?
I got one.
Come on, your baby.
I do want another kid, but she's five now, and I said I was gonna wait till she like 10. Mm. Wow. I don't know why. I just want her to be able to take care of us. No.
So
my mama waited 13 years after my oldest sister is 13 years older than me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then by the time I came around, my oldest sister is also my mama. Like, wow. She was taking care of me. Like, I don't.
Yep. That's how we usually
You know
do.
What I remember of my mother? I remember when my sister went away to college and my mom was in the school. Like, because by the time I was five, that was when you really started remembering stuff, like 3, 4, 5. Yep. Like, my sister was my mama. My sister was taking care of me.
So, Zai, you said, I know we kind of touched on hard stops. Mm. Just to make sure I'm not putting words in your mouth, your only hard stops is shit and throw up.
Yeah, and I would say, like, extensive pain. Like don't be trying to, like, beat my ass or nothing crazy.
What's the most pain you like? You nasty. She said, beat my ass.
Beat my ass.
That's going to trigger me. Don't beat my ass.
Okay.
But, like, I dare not. But, like, I wouldn't mind, like electrical play.
Ooh, that's
pain to be playing.
Hey, Kage, shout out to the homie Kage. He going to come on and do some electrical play.
Yeah, Kage, he had his little cattle prod like thing.
Ooh, can you do that shit while you're pregnant?
You can do anything you want to do while you are pregnant. You like
You did anal while pregnant?
You can do everything while you're pregnant. Like, we really superheroes out this bitch.
I'm a low key stop
really
drinking.
Nothing that we can't do.
This shit got me fried, dog.
You like, made it.
You were about to say y'all made
no,
these?
No, bitch, you made me drink the blue cup. That shit strong as fuck. Dog, she knew what she was doing.
What was last night, she,
so look, we had to reopen these.
Here, she reopened them. Yeah,
and
like,
she put more liquor on.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What type of shit is going on?
I had to reopen
hold
them.
On, they got marked ones.
I'm hot.
No,
man,
only because
see that piece of paper.
Only
again,
because
we
it
sad.
Was reopened and I didn't want our guests to be like, this is already open.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
But when she reopened it, she put more liquor in it.
Don't worry. They're all very strong.
I'm not drinking no more. Now what?
Like the cocktail,
like somebody gonna be bad.
It's starting to look a little wavy.
So funny over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know her eyes not even that cute. I'm just drunk.
I know, right? Look.
Let me see.
let me see.
Nah, they
you are
cute.
Feeling a little lusty.
You got some
as
water.
The sober so, one in the room.
She said, "About you are feeling a little lusty."
As the sober, okay.
You would fuck her.
Absolutely.
Tonight. With your pregnant ass.
I would love for her to fuck me.
Oh, wait. So do y'all like outdoor? Like you, I know you like outdoor sex. So do you like people to watch you?
During voyeur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can I be honest? Mm-hmm. I'm not joking. I'm not like on no creep shit. I've never
you
seen.
You want to watch her have sex? Pregnant sex?
Can I talk?
Go ahead. Get it out.
I've never seen anybody have sex in my life.
Really?
I've heard one person have sex.
Yeah.
For the first time 2 years ago.
When you could hear them?
No, because I'm very close to them. Oh, and it was just like, it's like my brother and my sister. I was just like, ew.
Yeah, that's weird.
All I heard was moans in the bed. I'm like,
you heard me have sex?
No, I heard you getting your ass slapped.
Y'all brothers and sisters?
No.
They may as well be.
We no. basically are.
Honestly, I will fuck her mouth and tell her to shut the fuck up. So no. She like my cousin.
Y'all ain't never had no.
You will fuck your cousin's mouth?
I will fuck her mouth and tell her shut the fuck up. She like my cousin.
So what kind of pussy you got for them to just be out in these leggings like that right now? Because what the fuck?
You looking at her pussy?
Okay.
Hey, I think they want to eat it.
How are you?
Wait, look back. That's No. Wait, your pussy out?
It's out.
Oh, shit. Look, Alessa.
It's out. I said Alessa.
No, Alessa. Hey, Trav, zoom in on her pussy.
It was a list of everything.
No, nigga, that was a lip.
No. I promise you.
I know how your pussy looked. That was your pussy.
I'll show my pussy. Not out.
Well, goddamn.
I'll show a picture of my pussy, but my pussy not that fat.
Everybody sitting up.
Hey,
what we doing here?
That's just the crease of my leg. It's not
your nail, though. Come on. I got you.
That's my pussy right there.
So, Zai, you mentioned that you like outdoor sex.
Yes. Take it off.
And you said that you cool with me watching you fuck?
Yes. That's something that
so
like
me and my wife will pull up and we'll stand in the corner of the room while you get pounded out.
Yeah, like I've always feel like even when I was younger,
my wife and our girlfriend Bianca, we gonna pull up.
Yeah.
And see, she shook her head. Y'all saw that, right?
Hey,
I'm moving. That's level two. Level two. I got two more steps in this bitch. All right, so
this
you
is
go.
Four step plan.
Yep, it's a four step. Level four though, you getting spit roasted. She gonna wear a strap. You gonna suck that.
Y'all gotta teach me these terms. I don't know what
spit roasted. Spit roasted is.
You guys have to come out. So I'm a marketing genius, by the way.
Okay, so
y'all
let's talk.
Y'all need a
dictionary.
Yes.
Dictionary.
Yes.
Hey, we got to create it before the episode.
I'm telling you, y'all better, because that shit, the hot fire.
Yeah. Ooh, so yeah, we're going to have this dictionary.
Yes, with all the terminology.
Where's your favorite place to fuck out, like in public?
My favorite place.
You look like you fuck in front of high schools.
Oh, predator list.
No,
in the middle of the night.
I don't want to like.
High schools are the best place to fuck in the middle of the night. Ain't nobody
it
there.
It would be like
I got suspended for
the park.
You nasty.
Yeah, definitely the park. Like maybe like people like. Like walking around and kind of, you know how like you be seeing like
so
repetitive movement, and then you be like, is they
doing? Oh wow! Yeah,
so you do daytime bailout fucking?
Oh my goodness, I've done some things.
Where else you like to fuck?
I've done some things.
Where else?
Really, anywhere. Like we can slide to the bathroom during the function.
Would you fuck on air?
On air?
Yeah.
It would have to be worth it.
Text me what it's worth. In April, I want you on air getting pounded out.
Y'all trying to go viral again.
Okay, like.
Yeah, duh. That's all he's about. He don't even talk to us. Like, Trav only talks when it's something. Hey, I just want to say, we haven't gone viral in 2 days. We need to do something to get it up there.
Okay, get these ratings.
Why are you talking like that? That is not even how Travis
talks. I swear to God, I don't even talk like that. That's how I read Travis' text. Whatever Travis takes, that's how I read him. Or he'd be like, you want some shrooms? Like, okay. Two versions of Travis. That and.
Like, just now he was like, I mean, if you want some weed, I got some weed.
Travis be like this. You want some shrooms?
Absolutely.
What?
Why did you have to
that is the most.
I love it. Everybody need a Travis in their life.
This has been my nigga since 2005. And I hated him for 4 years.
We went to high school together. Me and Travis.
What high school you go to?
DSA. I started off at DSA.
I don't remember you. Really?
For 2 years.
You had the
I got kicked out.
Ooh. Okay, we'll talk about that's where I'm from.
My grade point average was too low because I kept skipping.
Damn, you should have just said you beat somebody ass.
It was under a 2.5, not two, but it was like a 2.2
or something. You was fucking on the back stairs.
She was being
not at DSA, Denby. When I went to Denby.
Being a centipede.
When I went to Denby High School.
Was you a centipede at DSA?
Not at DSA.
Oh,
no.
Man.
I like this.
What year you graduated?
Thank you so much.
I graduated in, I can't fucking remember, 2009.
Can I fix
your
I don't remember her, Trav.
I did not graduate from DSA.
But I would have remembered you. I went there all the 4 years.
Hey, I knew all the Alwyns and everybody.
Did you grow cute or you was cute starting off?
She been cute.
I was period.
Cute. Look, Trav, she was cute.
Came here cute. Okay. Wow. Fresh out the pussy cute.
I was never a child. I came out of the womb.
Never a child.
No.
Okay.
That's a wild bet. We're going to talk about that in our text tonight.
Not you FaceTiming me.
Who, me?
No.
Oh, your
dick. Love of my life.
Oh, the love of your life.
So, this is a wild bet. So, you'd like outside. Would you feel like at a sex party? You ever been to one?
Oh, my God. So, I haven't been to one. Mm. I've been invited to several.
Same. Shout out to Urban Swingers.
The way that I have. So, I read a lot.
Mm.
Nice.
Okay, same.
And that's actually how I got introduced to discovering more about my own sexuality, like reading erotic novels, but not just written by Black people. So reading kink novels written by kink enthusiasts.
Mm.
Coldest Winter Ever, stuff like that.
I did do them, but like I remember I read this book in high school, and I think it was called Tickle, and it was about this woman who had met this man. And he helped her discover so many different things about her sexuality. Like, they went to this place, and it was just a place of pleasure. Mm. And it was different things like going on. So that kind of shaped my idea of what a sex party would be like.
Okay.
So when I look at some of the ones that like have happened or that like go on, it's like, y'all just in the room fucking. Like, that's not really a sex party to me. Like, that's the orgy, you know?
Right.
Or, which is cool.
Right.
But for me, like, a sex party, like, if I'm throwing a sex party, right, what? Like, bitches are hanging from hula hoops and the ceiling, and you know, we are feathers, you know, like we're doing all types of, you know, different things. So I'm would love to attend one. I would just want it to really truly be like an experience,
like everybody fucking.
Not necessarily everybody,
not even that, but like she said, like the
go
to the Green Door in Vegas.
What say less? Text me that.
Okay.
And
don't
what
be trying to get on
is,
who I'm trying
not
to get
your
on.
Business. And what is like being offered? Like not. Just,
I want to go to like a club. Like, I want to go to Eden.
You know, not because if you y'all think about a sex party, like it's really a place for individuals and their kinks to like come out.
Exactly.
So everybody's kink isn't fucking. Like some people's kink is watching. Exactly. Some people's kink is being in
Logging,
the corner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And kind of peeking from behind. You know, something like somebody's kink may be y'all fucking in the same bed as me, but not touching me.
I got an
idea. You know, like, so.
You can't. When's your baby due?
February.
Ooh, you can't.
What part can't of February
I?
Is
that? Why can't I? Because I'm tired of being excluded.
Because even when she did,
No. The event is in February.
As a matter of fact, it's been working a little bit better.
Yeah.
Period. Okay.
Shout out to the homie, Ben Jones.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Ben Jones.
I love him.
Any freak
from Mississippi Mud.
Yeah, he changed Mississippi Mud to February. But we should all.
I can.
You
still
get your
go.
Tickets. I'll get a Bianca ticket. Me, Bianca, and my wife gonna go.
Why you not gonna get my ticket?
I'm included.
Bitch, okay, wait till I come back out this morning.
Can you cover your ears for a second?
Okay.
I'm not trying to fuck your brains out.
He said he's trying to fuck her.
So that's why I'm getting my ticket. So. So I got you a Christmas present early. Shut the fuck
First
up.
First of all, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I said I already got your present and then you stole one.
You're but right. The Green Door, y'all.
No.
The Green Door in Vegas.
Ben Jones, Mississippi Mud in February. We gonna send Zai video of us having
fun. I'm coming.
Fun.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
When baby gonna be right here. I'm like, when the baby
when
come?
Is,
yesterday.
Wait, when is the
February?
February what?
He didn't tell me a specific day. He just said February. Shout out to you, King. We coming. Fuck Bianca's around. Coming.
I've never been
everybody,
to one, and I want to go.
Everybody that goes to Mississippi Mud, they gonna come.
Yep.
Climax. That's what I mean by
I definitely want to go.
Ben Jones, first of all, that's my homie.
Yeah.
Like, I love him.
Ben Jones is cool.
Likewise.
When he came on the show, it was my first time meeting him, right? Mm-hmm. So, first off, when the nigga walked up, he had on a mask. It wasn't a COVID mask.
No, it was probably a Kanye mask.
It was. And I was like,
where is my mask?
I was like, I know this nigga is probably a part of us.
Brandon, where is my mask?
It's over there. Yeah. Where's my mask? Would you let Bianca fuck you with a strap with that mask on?
I don't like getting strapped.
If I say I would never put on a strap, I'm not that type of person.
Really?
I don't like getting strapped.
You look like a finger banger.
Zai
look like she be fingering niggas' asshole.
What's a finger banger?
Oh my god.
Nah, I can't wait to get this dictionary, but what is a finger banger?
Okay.
Somebody that fingers.
No.
You got some cute tattoos too.
Thank you.
Wow, you really wasn't gonna show us your eyes. This has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. How
you
many minutes we on,
Trav?
Can I talk about Vegas, please? Please.
Yes, talk about Vegas. I'm interested.
JG, what time we at? Fuck it. Let's keep it going. So you said you fucked in an orgy spot in Vegas.
Okay. I didn't fuck, but you can. You can. The
women should have fucked. Keep going.
And they're only with my best friend did, though. So me and her went for her birthday. She don't give a fuck. Her name is, Sam Goodies. That's my best friend.
On Instagram?
Hey, bestie.
Yep, Sam's Goodies.
The fuck
was and, she, it was for her birthday, her 30th birthday. We went down to Vegas, and it's this place called the Green Door, okay? okay. you go to this place. The women is free. Men pay to get in.
Ooh.
But you go to this place and they got like two levels. It's the first level. It's like pool tables, jacuzzis. It's all kind of like ambiance stuff for you and your mate to go and just relax and have a good time and just look at other couples having a good time. But then when you go upstairs, that's when all the fucking happens.
Ooh.
And you go upstairs and it's all these rooms. You just walking past these rooms. You seeing people fucking over here. You seeing people fucking over there. You seeing somebody getting swung around. They got these chairs and tables. You put your arms up. They got all kind of gadgets in there. It was the dopest shit I've ever seen. But I was like, we gotta have something like that in Detroit because they wasn't fucking for real. Like how you said, like if it's gonna be a sex party, make it a sex party.
So,
we just seen people fucking and they wasn't really entertaining.
Come on,
us like
transform on a bitch real quick then.
Now you know she can suck some dick.
Okay, with that on.
Is she, are you bisexual?
I am. Yeah.
Okay. You know what I love about her?
Yeah.
She climaxes from sucking dick.
See, that's how I am.
I love, we get pleasure off giving pleasure.
My dick is just here.
Now, Brandon, you know ain't nobody in this room about to suck your dick.
It, I mean, how big is it?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, why you laughing so hard?
How big is
it? In there hollering.
My wife would have to pick and decide.
I know that's right.
Not get me in trouble.
I know that's right, wifey.
Okay.
Wifey, no.
That's why you look like Boink Game right now. Bitch. I hate you.
I love you.
Hold on, let me record you in this. So,
yes.
All right.
I heard that girls with tongue rings. They be freaks for
real. Oh, and she eat ass. She peg niggas.
I got my pussy.
My best friend,
too.
See, that's who really. That's who eat ass. I ain't never gonna. I'm never gonna eat nobody.
Say
ass.
I.
Wait, hold on.
I just lick around the perimeter.
Yeah.
You got tonsils?
Yes.
Get out of my mouth. Let me wipe it for you.
Then I might think about it. Yeah, that's what I'm
gonna be honest with y'all.
I feel like y'all two gonna fuck. After you had a baby.
Oh my gosh. Brandon.
And I'm a
Look
wife.
At the fact.
This has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. I just want to say so I appreciate both of y'all. I appreciate Bianca for being proactive and reaching out to me and saying she was going to be late, even though she was on time. Zai, I appreciate the surprise. The next time we see you, it'd be crazy. The episode might drop after you had a baby. So if that's the case, congratulations.
Thank you.
I do have a very wild question before we end the show.
That's fine.
During pregnancy, are you bald or bushing?
It depends.
You look like a comfortable bush.
I'm a very comfortable bush girl.
Mm.
Because the pussy hit either way.
See, I don't mind a bush as long as it's not booty hole hair.
But I do enjoy a nice, clean, you know. But I also enjoy saving the motherfucking money.
And just to confirm, you okay with me and Alessa pulling up and watching you fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
Us four. Pulling up, watching you fuck.
Eating popcorn. Make some little peepholes.
You think you need like you need 2 months after the baby? So April.
Oh my God, 2 months.
We want to make sure you cool.
They be saying the nigga got it. I'm about to fuck all of that up.
Okay. So she gonna fuck the week after the baby comes.
Man, what?
Yeah, I know niggas.
Can you get
22?
Can you get 44 Savage here?
Like, at least when you get out the hospital, when you get home, like it'd be like that day right after you get home.
I'm stop. This has been a great episode of Cocktails for Cocktails, and we are out. Fuck you, JG, for laughing at Alessa's joke.
He was hollering.